Well, Amy Chown is with us talking about the 100th anniversary of the Escanaba City Band and a nice way to close things out during Fair Week here. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm great, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Tell me how this celebration has gone. There's been a number of concerts and events and kind of ceremonial things. A lot of publicity for the Escanaba City Band across the whole UP this summer.
Absolutely. The 100th anniversary of the Escanaba City Band is something worth celebrating. A really important institution to the city of Escanaba, and something that brings pride to everybody in the community. And we've had just a wonderful season of summer concerts down at Ludington Park every Wednesday night. And this Wednesday is our 9th and final concert of the season. It's not the end of our celebration year, but it is the end of the chapter in our year with our summer concert series.
What kind of music have you been playing this summer? Have you changed anything from what people might have been used to in the past, Amy?
We play such a wide variety of music, Jack, from marches to last week we played Freebird. we play a lot of medleys of pop music, Stevie Wonder, Journey, The Doors, as well as show tunes, Broadway numbers, Disney numbers, big band songs, a little something for everybody. All ages can enjoy the music of the Escanaba City Band.
Tell me a little about your dad and his history, and then he's actually going to come on the line and talk with us about Wednesday night, because he's going to be on the stage.
He is. He is our. He is going to be our ceremonial first pitch conductor. Every concert during the season, we've taken a cue from baseball and have a musical version of a ceremonial first pitch, and have invited a member of the community to conduct our first song. We've had a judge, a newspaper publisher, an author, a state senator, the mayor, community icons, the head of the chamber. And the band made the decision. It was not my decision. It was the band wanted my dad up on the podium one more time to conduct us in our opening march, which is going to be the Liberty Bell.
John, how do you feel about doing this? You've been doing music your whole life, and how do you feel about Wednesday night getting up there one last time?
It's always great to get out in front of the city band. We're so lucky here to have such a good city band who could do all kinds of a variety of music, easy, hard, who knows what, but it's always fun to get up to that podium one more time, as they say.
You nervous at all? I mean, you've been doing it so long, but you nervous at all with all those people?
Oh, I get a little bit nervous. You know, I've got a lot of my former students sitting in front of me when I join the band or conduct the band, so it's like having a mark with them.
Yeah,
always good to be on there.
How many years, John, did you teach music?
From 1959 to 1991, Dad was the director of bands for Escanaba Schools. So literally thousands of students over those 32-odd years here in Escanaba.
Okay. So, John, what do you plan to do Friday? Wednesday? What do you plan to do?
I'm going to do it in March. You know, this is the city band concert. We're outside, so always good to really do a march. And I'm going to do one of my favorites. It's called the Liberty Bell. And it's the John Philip Sousa March. It's always good for a Sousa March. You can't go wrong there, Jack.
And he does it well, doesn't he?
He does. And you know, at age 94, to still be playing the trumpet and participating in the band, I'm so proud of my dad, and I'm so fortunate to be able to still do something fun with Dad, to look across the stage and to see him playing. It's just, it's such a blessing.
All right. Well, tell me about Wednesday night then. What time? I'm guessing we'll be in our normal spot, but let people know where and when, and we'll let you guys get back to your day.
Okay, the final summer concert of the Escanaba City Band is this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Karis Bandshell in Escanaba's beautiful Ludington Park. Bring a picnic blanket, bring the kids, bring your next-door neighbor, and help the City Band celebrate its 100th anniversary, and watch my dad, John Chown, conduct our opening march.
And John, anything else you want to say before we leave?
I just can't wait. You know, we're so fortunate here at Escanaba to have a fine band that we can play difficult marches and soothe the marches. So I'm looking forward to conducting our Liberty Bell.